cards in the pocket in the chair in front of you. If you're a guest here this morning, just hope that you go away from this gathering being able to say, that was good to be there. Maybe some of you, I don't know, you might have been brought kicking and screaming a little bit. But Miriam still got me here this morning, so it's going to be good. It's going to be good. If you are a guest, we'd love to touch base with you on the other side of this weekend. And Pastor Joel would do that. Joel and Carrie are away today, getting a well-deserved little break. But if you would trust us with your information, you can write that on the communication card and either drop it in the offering, or there's a little box at the information table that you can put that in, and we'll get that later. Thank you. I'm going to call on, we're going to have our offering a little bit later. I just got to make sure I'm still good. We're pushing the pause button for a couple of Sundays here on our voice recognition series. We're going to pick up on 2 weeks from today in that series with the topic, God's voice through someone else. And that'll be our topic for October 26th. But today, actually next Sunday is Baptism Sunday. And so don't miss that. Today, the message of the morning is coming to us through some courageous ECCers that are going to get up here and share a little bit. I love to hear the stories, the thoughts, the experiences of others, as I'm sure many of you do as well. And I greatly value the willingness of people in this church family to open up a window into their life and share in the context of a gathering like this. So come, first four of you that are going to share. Thank you so much. It's always inspiring to hear from one another and encouraging. So, church family, open your hearts as these individuals share with us some expressions of thanksgiving to God. So, Jesse, James, Jay, and Linda.
I heard somebody. Who's that? I don't know.
Hey, that was good. Joel, you're quick. I walk. Jesse, James. Jesse James. Yeah. Talk to her later.
For those of you who didn't catch that, my name is Jesse. James is over there. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I have so many things I'm thankful for, so many things that I've just been blessed with. You know, some of it was said, family, a home to live in, food. But what I really want to thank God for today is my husband, Travis. I know. We were married June 28th of this year, so brand new. Yeah. I have never felt so supported and encouraged through life's difficulties than I have because of Travis. He continually challenges me to grow, not settle for mediocrity, and overcome my sin, my shortcomings. His love is so genuine, and at times, it's undeserved sometimes. He really is my best friend that I can trust absolutely and have lots of fun together. And he's my partner. And together we accomplished so much more than what I ever could on our own. And so for these reasons and so many more, I am so blessed because of him. And just thank you, God, for my wonderful husband, Travis.
Good morning. My name is James. I have my phone here for a timer. We are on a time schedule, so I have a tendency to talk a lot, so I need this. It's a blessing and an honor to be standing here in front of you. To stand in front of you today, to share a bit of my life. Uh, I have a lot to talk about, but I'm going to share actually about a week and a half of my life here. I want you to remember four things today because that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm thankful for God's relentless pursuit of my heart, God's grace and patience for me to develop into the man he wants me to be, how God's gospel continues to provide me with context and interpretation in life, and how God loves my family, my wife, my two girls, when I can't. Pastor Marlowe asked me about a week and a half ago if I could do this, and I said, absolutely, like the 12-year-old that I am. That was my godly response. My earthly response then said, what are you doing? You're going to stand in front of all these people and share a piece of your life in front of them? What are you guys going to think of me? And most of all, what's Pastor Marlowe going to think? Our family's relatively new to this church. But then the one who really matters said, what about me? God says, James, what about me? So as I continued to think about what I was going to talk about today, I was on my way to work one morning. And God said, these are the things that I think you need to talk about. And I'm getting close to time up here, but the biggest thing for me is that through my life, I have done everything I possibly can to run from God. Everything. Addictions, society stuff, everything. Okay, he continues to relentlessly pursue my heart, and I am so thankful for that. He's so gracious and so patient for my heart. I grew up in a performance society. I work for a fairly large corporation that's very performance driven, and I rose to senior management ranks really quickly, and that's how I drive my life, performance. So when Pastor Marlowe and I started to bounce emails back and forth, I wanted to make sure that I was going to perform well for him and for you guys. It's not the right answer. Okay, he probably thought, what's this guy doing asking me all these questions in these email volleys, little details that probably are so meaningless. But as I came to think about what I want to share today is just that little thing, is that the performance side of our life, it's about God and our relationship. And sometimes you have to take really drastic steps in your life to pursue God even further. And as I speak and understand with my wife and as we're raising our children, I'm 38 years old now, and I finally come to that realization that it's about him. It's not about our society and chasing stuff. We cut out TV at our home because the TV to our children is us, my wife and I. They have enough watching us and our behaviors. Okay. So I just want to leave that with you today. His patience for me, the gospel, and the context and the interpretation that it helps me, and not filter through societies, but through his gospel and how it's helping me understand what I'm supposed to be as a man, as a husband, as a father, and as a friend. I just want to leave you this with this scripture because that's what he put on my heart when I was driving to work. He said, James, be still and know that I am God. Proverbs 46:10. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jake Arnan, and I was asked to share what I was thankful for, and I'm thankful for a lot of things, but ultimately I'm thankful for God's grace. And the fact that this morning, no matter where we're at, where we're coming from, the decisions we've made this past week, we can all come together and that we can actually have a relationship with God and just come together in front of him. Some of you may be here for the first time today. You might be like myself and you've lost count. Your life may not seem all together. You may have struggles that only you know about, and that's okay, because God's grace will work all those things out. And I've been blessed with children that have accepted Christ and chosen to follow him. And I know there's going to be moments in their lives where they feel really close to God. And I also know there's going to be moments where they feel really far away. And I know that they will have that hope in their heart, and God's grace will carry them through that. And in my own life, when I work in an environment where there's a lot of people that don't know God, and they have misconceptions about him, and they make misconceptions about me as a Christian, and I guess I pray that wherever you're at, regardless of your situation, that you need to know that we don't have to be perfect to share that message of hope, and nor do we have to be perfect to accept it. And I just wanted to, that was what was on my heart today, and I thank you for letting me share it.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. When Marla asked me to share today, I felt like Moses, and I just said, God, can't you send Aaron? He speaks so much better than I do. But anyways, I mean, it is a privilege, and because I love God, I'm doing this for him, and it's because of him, because this is not my comfort zone at all. But when I thought about things that I wanted to share about thankfulness, I mean, God has blessed me in so many ways, but as I grow older, and I am allowed to have this wisdom that God has blessed me with, he has told me that if it wasn't for my faith, that I wouldn't be who I am. And so today, that's what I want to talk about, is my thankfulness for my faith. And this morning when we woke up, I think that we all either had an open heart or a seeking heart, and that's why we're here today. But there are people in our lives that don't have that their hearts are closed, and because of that, they don't have this faith to draw on. And so I feel sad for them. And I pray for them, and I really encourage you also to be praying for them too, because this faith that we have allows us to get through life. Ephesians 6:16 says, let your faith be your strength and your shield. And so I draw on that strength. When I didn't write anything down, so now I'm kind of sad I didn't now. But this strength that I ask God to help me with gets me through. It becomes my shield when I'm discouraged, and it helps me to say, you know, God, I know that this is just temporary, that I'm being either refined or polished, that you're trying to build my character, and that you're preparing me for something bigger and better. And that you want me to be something of an example of your love and your faithfulness. About a year ago, I slipped down a stairway and I wrecked my shoulder. And I thought, oh, Lord, you got to help me with this because I can't do anything. I need my husband to help me get dressed. I couldn't reach, you know, anything in the cupboard. I couldn't curl. I couldn't do things at work that I was used to doing. And so I really had to depend on my family, and I had to depend on God. And I prayed to him that, you know, he would heal me. And I really did believe that he could heal me, but, you know, I knew it was going to be in his time and in his way. But in the back of my mind, I think, you know, I was just thinking, you know, Lord, it's okay if, you know, if you don't do it, it's okay. I'm really not worthy of that anyways. I can live with this. It's a cross I'll have to bear. But, I mean, I would like you to heal me. So I started going to physio and, you know, praying. And after about 2 months, you know, there wasn't a lot of improvement. And I was like, you know, it's okay, Lord. I mean, I'll carry this cross. But a friend of mine said, you know, I have this therapist that is using this new technique. Maybe you could try that. And so I went and continued to pray and do my exercises. And I came into a group of young people, and I asked them if they could pray over my shoulder for healing. And as they prayed for me, I knew that that was a group full of so much faith. And, you know, the Lord talks about that mustard seed of faith that can move a mountain. And 2 days after we had prayed, God moved the mountain and he healed my shoulder. And today, when I lift up my arm now, when I praise God, I just say, Lord, you know, you are a God who takes broken bodies and you take broken hearts and you take broken lives and you fix them because you love us. And so I just thank God today for the gift of faith. And I just pray for all of our other people in our lives that don't have that to draw on, that don't have that, because that faith makes my life so meaningful and so exciting, and it makes my life everlasting. And so we thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen.
Thank you to each one of you for sharing those great words with us this morning. And some of you, transitioning from what Linda just shared, you may be sitting here this morning with a physical ailment, an ache. In these moments, Jesus, the great physician, can touch you. Talk to him about that. Thank you, folks, for sharing. Now, we're going to take an offering in just a few moments with a focus on world missions, on missions outside of our own. And I love that we get to do this as a church. As a church family, we get to be involved in our globe, in our world, in engagement with the Great Commission in places where we are not physically, through our prayer, of course, and through our giving. I think it was a month from this past Friday that our Costa Rica team leaves for 12 days on a mission there, 14 of us from church here, from ECC going. So please pray for us. And those things are exciting. Our 24, just a little background here, if I may. Our 2014 missions giving budget as a church requires $3,500 each month to meet our commitments to financial giving to world missions outside of the ECC mission. And 100% of that which you give that way, designated missions on your envelope, goes for that purpose. In September, we fell $1,600 short, actually. I just wanted to report that so you know. So, again, thank you in advance for your missions giving today and your monthly commitment over and above your regular tithe to the mission of ECC. There's a few slides of highlight that I want to share with you in regards to some of the areas we support, ministries and global workers, and you can find information at the information table on that. But the first slide is Pastor Denis Donnan from PAOC Church in the province of Quebec that we help to support each month. He sends us updates. Actually, if you can go back to the Quebec Church, it's a different slide. I have the Ukraine slide up here right now. There should be another one with, there we go. Thanks, Lauren. So we send funds percentage of what is given each month to support the ministry in this small church that has had significant challenges in that environment, and we are partnering with a sister PAOC church in our own nation. Then if we can go to that slide you had there, Lauren, we support Lviv Seminary through a couple of students that we get to pay for their tuition. And I want to read from, now, is Dom here this morning? Yulia, I think I say. Dom knows his Ukrainian language, but she wrote a letter. My name is, and she put Julia. I am a second-year student now. I am so glad that I can study at the seminary, and I'm reading a few selected sentences. She says, every weekend I go to the orphanage and serve children there. They do that as a part of their ministry at the seminary. She says, please keep me and my family in prayer, especially my dad, because he is not a Christian yet. Please keep Ukraine in your prayers. She says, after graduation, I would love to have Christian meetings with children from my village. I would love to be a missionary and serve in orphanages and among needy people. Thank you very much for helping me to cover the tuition fee. Thank you for your support and prayer. And we've been told that over the years, as we've supported different students, that many of them may well not be there without this kind of sponsorship. So God bless you, folks. And then Oleg, he says, I'm a third-year student in theological seminary in Lviv. I love studying at the seminary. Everything I get here, I am able to use in my ministry and in my spiritual growth. He says, the main and most important dream of mine is to serve people using my talent. I believe that music is the ministry that God is leading me in, and I love doing it, and it makes an impact in church. I would love to say thank you for helping me financially. It's a big blessing from God. May God bless you. And then one more, a local ministry that we support. There's a couple of them, Edmonton Dream Center, and then Shiloh Youth Ranch is another one. We received an update recently that this past summer, Shiloh ran 6 weeks of camp for, many of you know, at-risk children and teens. There were 41 of those young people who committed their lives to Christ for the first time this summer at Shiloh. So praise God for that. And that's a mission field, isn't it, as well? And once again, when you give to ECC missions and mark missions on your envelope for the amount you're giving, a predetermined percentage goes to Shiloh. So again, thank you in advance. Thank you for trusting the ECC Council for the distribution of your missions giving. And just a reminder, we do profile it like not quite like this all the time, although maybe we should, every second Sunday of every month. But you can certainly, if you miss a Sunday, you can certainly either give online or you can give at any time to World Mission. So ushers, thank you for serving us this morning. Please come and begin. Actually, you know what? Let's pause. Let's just pray for all of the missionaries and ministries we support as a church. God, thank you that as a congregation, you've called us to a mission that requires prayer and serving and finances here. But thank you that we get to be involved globally. And so each one of these and all of the ministries and global workers that we support, we just collectively lift them up to you. May today be a day of encouragement for them supernaturally by your work in their lives. May this be a day for them of provision where they see you as their great provider. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, ushers, for serving us this morning. As they do, I want to highlight Core Course 101. These are important sessions, and you'll see in the bulletin you pick one of the two date options that are coming up. You may just be interested in learning more about the focus and the mission of ECC, Eagle Mount Christian Church, or if you're a Christ follower and you're new to the church, or you've been around for a while, hopefully you are prayerfully considering core team membership. It's a way of way of going on record of just saying, I'm in. It's not a two-tiered system, certainly. And many of you are committed, and for your own reasons, you choose not to take out church membership. And that, again, that's between you and God. But I would encourage you to explore it, to pray about it, to ask questions about it. And certainly looking ahead as a church, there's some significant decisions that we will be making, and certainly want those that are committed to ECC to have a voice in those activities as well. So hopefully we'll see you at Core Course 101 if you have not taken that hour and a half, 2 hour session. Baby Emily Rose is in church for the very first time, born on October 2nd. Where is Amy and Toby Karachuk? Good to see you. Give a big welcome to Emily, baby Emily. And you can come up here later, Amy, and get the little gift. So we're so excited for you guys. Coffee time. Does it seem like we've had coffee in the middle of quite a few times in the last few weeks? Thanks, son-in-law. But that's okay. Typically, we do this once every 4 or 5 weeks, but it's just kind of worked out that way. And I hope that you don't just stay put and sit in your chair and wait for the service to begin again. This, what we're transitioning to, is part of our gathering this morning because we value relationships at ECC. And these moments are not about you, actually, if you're a Christ follower, if you're an ECCer. They are an opportunity to find someone who is new or newer to ECC and help them feel welcome. So look outside yourself. Could you do that in the next few minutes? There's three lines, so please make use of the three lines to move everybody through. As soon as you hear the band start to play, please find your seats, and we will continue with the gathering at that point. So enjoy interaction with one another.
thousand days fell here in black and white. Longing, looking, hoping for the morning light. I know it's got to be there. I'm just waiting for the glorious sight. By and by, I find every night I lie awake. I face my darkest fear and all these lies that are whispering won't go away. Break the world, I know. I fear I'll never see the light of day. I need you here and now. Take the pain I hold. It's crying out to be the end of me. But I can hear the sound. These voices choke away the light. Sky, you've washed him away, and now you've given me life. You've shown me the reason, the star in the night. I'm so undeserving, now I don't have to hide.